Bibles to Matthew chapter 7.
请咱今天先开咱的圣经，马太福音第七章。
And our passage today is verses 16 to 23.
咱今天的圣经在第16章到23章。
Okay, Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them.
马太福音第七章的十六节讲，照着因的果子就通认出因来。在刺皮内面怎样挽着葡萄？枝里内面怎样挽着无花果呢？照样好树结好果子，歹树结歹果子。好树不能结歹好树不能结歹果子，歹树也不能结好果子。既然无结好果子的树，就站落来，等伫火中。因安尼，你就要照着因的果子，通认出因来。
Verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
第二十一节讲，不是每一个对我讲主啊主啊的人，拢有法度进入天国。独独遵行我天父旨意的人，才有法度进入去。到迄日，没有真济人对我讲主啊主啊，难道我无奉你的名讲道？奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行过真济神迹吗？但我必向遮个人讲，我从来唔捌恁，恁在最怕的离开我去吧。
Let's pray.
咱做来祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your word. It is sometimes a challenging word. Lord, help us to receive your word and prepare our hearts now.As good soil, that to receive your seeds, your word.
特别，我向你来恳求，求主你陪伴我的心，和我的心加做一个好土，来准备领受你的话，来伫我的心中。
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, and we pray in Jesus' name.
我感谢上帝，给我这个机会，安尼祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
阿门。
When I was young,
等我少年的时候,
my parents would bring me to an apple orchard on the weekends.
我的家里人都会带我去买苹果。
There would be rows and rows of apple trees.
还有几落排几落排的苹果的树。
And my sister and I, we would climb the trees and pick the biggest and most colorful apples we could find.
我跟我姐姐都会去爬树啊，去买那个上大粒的苹果。
Well, sometimes we would be lazy and we would just pick up the apples that had already fallen to the ground. Looks the same to me. So we would throw them all into a cardboard box and we would sort them later. But the best apples we knew were the ones that were crisp and crunchy.
我想上好的、较好食的苹果，应该是较脆的，还是较光滑的吼。
But the bad ones were the ones that were mushy and gross.
啊，现在较歹的苹果应该是安尼，软软的，无真水安尼吼。
A little bit rotten.
啊，有嘛小可烂去哦。
Well, the problem was, it's very difficult to tell the difference once they're all in the same box. I remember one time getting home, and I picked out a really good-looking apple. It was very colorful, very big. It had no spots on it. So I took a very big bite. But the inside was rotten and brown. And inside, there was even a worm crawling out. And from that day onward, I swore I would always cut my fruit before I ate it. So that I could see the inside. Today's passage teaches us about discernment. How do we know if a tree is fruitful or not? How do we know if a fruit is good or bad? Or if it is rotten? Our passage today begins, "By their fruit you will recognize them." And then Jesus uses trees and fruit to make his point. And he ends his illustration in verse 20 saying, "Thus by their fruit you will know them." Well, a good question to ask is, who are they? Who is Jesus referring to? Who do we need to discern? And the answer is in the beginning of verse 15. And if you see it in your Bible, it says, "Watch out for false prophets." Now, what is a prophet? Well, a prophet is one who speaks for God. He's someone whom God has sent, one whom God has given his spirit. To deliver a message to the people of God. In the Old Testament, we have many examples of prophets. The former prophets, such as Samuel, Elijah, and Elisha. The major prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. And then we have the minor prophets like Jonah, Micah, and Malachi. What they have in common, all these prophets, is that they spoke the word of God to God's people. Sometimes it was a word of comfort. Other times, a word of judgment. Now, do you suppose that everyone claiming to have a word from God was a true prophet? Of course not. Just as there were many false priests giving sacrifices to false gods, there were many false prophets declaring a false message to God's people. Now, one of the classic examples is in the time of Jeremiah. God had determined that he would punish his people for their idolatry and wickedness.
Now,
in his anger, He would bring the Babylonian army and lay siege to the holy city, Jerusalem. Now, Jeremiah was the prophet that God had sent to deliver this message of judgment. But many false prophets arose and gave a different message. Oh, they said, it will not be that bad. Why, there is still hope. They said, God will fight for us, and our gates will not fall, our city will stand. Now, which message do you think the people preferred? A message about sin and judgment? Or a message about peace and hope? It's pretty clear, right? Now, the people, they lacked discernment. They could not tell that the message of these false prophets was poison. Pleasing on the outside, but inside was rotten. Now God tells Jeremiah in chapter 6 and 8,
上帝先知以利亚讲，
The false prophets dressed the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace.
其他记载讲，在先知因真清彩的医治我百姓的伤，啊，就讲平安平安，其实无平安。
And in chapter 14, the Lord says, they are prophesying falsehood in my name.
这里我找一下。第十四章的第十四节，他才说，耶和华说，这些先知借着我的名，说假预言，我并没有差遣他们，没有吩咐他们，也没有向他们说话。
I have neither sent them nor commanded them nor spoken to them. They are prophesying to you a false vision, divination, futility, and the deception of their own minds. Now these false prophets, they gave a false sense of security. Peace, peace, but there really was no peace.
平安，平安，但是其实无真正的平安。
These prophets, these are bad trees.
这些先知就是坏的树。
They ought to be cut down and thrown into the fire, Jesus says.
耶稣说，因这一定要来斩落去，等在火中间。
Now how does scripture teach us to discern a false prophet?
圣经专用教示咱来去分辨这些假的先知呢？
Now Moses, foreseeing this problem, taught the people in Deuteronomy
18.
Now he said, if what a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if that thing does not come true, if that thing does not come true, that is a thing which the Lord has not spoken. And what is the punishment which the Lord requires for a false prophet? This false prophet was to be stoned. Now God taught his people to test the prophets. To taste the tree's fruit. And if it was rotten, if it was false, it was to be cut down. But pastor, that was the Old Testament. We are living in the New Testament.
但是你说, 牧师, 那是古用呢? 咱现在是新约的时代呢?
Things are different now.
但是现在事情是不一样的做法，敢不是?
Surely they are.
当然啦，是不一样啊。
All believers now have the Spirit of God living inside them.
因为咱现在现代信徒每一个人心中都有上帝的灵跟咱同在。
But the Spirit is no longer limited to those few prophets.
上帝的灵不是跟几千几个先知的身份顶。
In a sense, we are all prophets of God.
可以说咱每一个人都是上帝的先知。
Because the Word of God is written in our hearts.
因为上帝的话就刻在咱的心里。
Every true believer knows and speaks the word of God. This is true. But this doesn't mean we need to be any less discerning of our Sunday school curriculum, of our Bible study materials, even our pastors and teachers.
等你的牧师说的话,
These are the people we entrust to teach and preach the Word of God.
咱相信这些人,
Don't you think we better check them out?
你也应该去分辨啊?
Now, if there were false prophets in the Old Testament, do you suppose there are false prophets today?
所以在古约的时候,有一些假先知,那今天的新约时代就没有假先知吗?
Of course, right?
当然有,敢不是?
As long as there is a need to speak the word of God into this world, there will be false prophets.
只要这世间有需要听到上帝的话，上帝的话来宣讲，就假先知在讲假的预言。
And false prophets, they are not so easy to spot.
假先知不太容易让你来分辨，让你来看出来。
Now there are obvious ones like Muhammad, the founder of Islam.
当然有一些比较简单的画出来，譬如说回回教的教主穆罕默德，
and Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism.
还是说摩门教的那个Joseph
Smith.
Jonas Smith.
Mormonism.
Okay.
Now those are easy to spot.
这是较容易去分辨出来，较看得出来。
Those are like pear trees in an apple orchard.
那就像刚刚说你去另外的树园去看，看来啊树同款，真容易看得出来。
But it is much more difficult to discern a good apple from a rotten one.
但是要看一个好的还是烂的另外就不太容易哦。
Heresies and incorrect teachings often sound good.
异端哦，啊，跟这些唔对的教士呢，常常是听起来拢是袂歹哦。
False teachers may even use scripture and impress you with their knowledge.
Yeah,
they may even know Hebrew and Greek. They may dazzle you with fancy theological terms. But how can we know if they speak the truth? How can we trust if a preacher or a pastor is giving us a good fruit or a rotten one? Now, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 2,
保罗跟咱讲，伫哥林多前书的第二章，
he says, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom.
保罗说我来到你家,去百姓中间,我不用高言大志来跟你说话。
The only thing I preach is Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我定义在你中间,就传说主耶稣基督跟他定死的。
That is our test.
这就是我们试验的方法。
Is the prophet Christ-centered?
他这个先知所说的信息是基督最中心的吗?
Does he proclaim the gospel?
有的宣讲福音无?
Or is he full of lofty speech and human wisdom?
还是他是充满很多很好的话语跟人的智慧?
That is the fruit you and I must discern.
那就是那个轨迹我们要去分辨的。
That is the bottom line.
那就是底线,不能超过。
By their fruit, you will recognize them, Jesus tells us in verse 20.
耶稣给你在讲教因的规矩，他就知道因是真还是假的先知。
When I was a very immature Christian, I really lacked discernment.
当我还是一个较无成熟的一个基督徒的时候，我就真欠缺这种分辨的能力啊。
I would walk into a Christian bookstore and believe everything there was gospel.
当我走入去一间基督教的书房的时候，看内面，哇，这种是上帝的智慧。
All those DVDs, all those materials.
所有这 DVD 啊，这材料。
They're being sold at a Christian bookstore.
我去这个基督教的册房，敢不是
？They must be true.
这应该拢是上帝真理的话语啊。
Now, have you seen these? Now, workbooks that promise you a 10-step method to a blessed marriage.
哦，你有看过那种册写讲十步的秘诀，让你成为一个婚姻成功的秘诀？
Our Bible study curriculum is teaching you how to manage your finances God's way.
还是讲你看到一个主流的教材，讲你怎样用上帝话来管理你的财富啊
？Or books, saying that they have the secret to getting your prayers answered.
还是讲有一挂迄啰，你的祈祷怎样得到应允的闭关，迄种款的册。
All the promises of health and wealth and your best life now.
帮助你，让你吃最上好的，得到享受上好的人生，这款的祝福的话。
They must be true.
这应该都是真的，敢不是
？I mean, they're written by celebrity pastors with mega churches.
因为作家吼，写册最多都是大间教会真出名的传道人，敢不是
？Thousands of people have been through these programs.
哇，真侪人来参加因的课程啊，敢不是
？This book is on its fifth edition.
哇，这本册已经第五版了，敢不是？
Like, clearly, this is good fruit, is it not?
这应该是真好的果子，敢不是？
As an immature or young Christian, it is easy to be deceived.
一个无成熟、无成熟的基督徒，真容易被人来欺骗。
But as you grow in Christ,
但是当你在基督里面来成长的时候，
as you read your Bible more and come to know God's heart and mind,
当你读上帝话，知影上帝心意、上帝想法的时候
，Hopefully you will learn to be more discerning.
我望你有法度来成长，怎样知影来分辨
？You will not take things at face value.
你袂敢看表面上的代志
，or believe everything you find in a Christian bookstore.
还是讲相信每一个行基督教册房咧卖册所讲的话
，or follow a pastor's advice blindly.
啊，是讲军队一个牧师拢无去来去啊，盲目的军队一个牧师安尼。
It is our duty to be wise and discerning and to test a tree's fruit.
这是一个基督徒的责任、的责任来去分辨。I lost it.
Duty to be wise and discerning and to test the tree's fruit.
是咱爱去，咱的责任爱去分辨，爱去试验迄个树啊所结的果子。
Now, we were just told in the first part of our passage, we were just told that we need to be discerning and to watch out for false prophets.
刚才那个马太福音第七章的第一段，咱受教导讲，咱来去分辨，敢不是吼？
哦， false teachers and false teachings.
去分辨假的先知甲假的教导。
And Jesus' disciples may be tempted to think that the problem is them.
所以现在听耶稣讲话，这些门徒拢想讲，啊，这可能讲的问题，这是遐个人，不是伊家己。
We need to look out for them.
我们来对，咱来提防遐个人。
They are the ones that need to be cut down.
遐人都是爱叫斩断的。
But in typical Jesus fashion, he turns the tables onto us.
但是耶稣就是安尼，你叫是伊讲白的时候，就讲你啊，迄阵。
The problem is not just them.
问题不是干因哦。
The problem it is also us.
问题咱嘛有问题哦。
Are we not the ones who love to listen to these false prophets?
咱敢不是就爱听这些假的话，敢不是假的先知讲的话？
Are we not the ones who hire the crooked pastors?
敢不是咱去请迄个无正的牧师来干做咱的牧师，敢不是？
Are we not the ones who buy these books of self-help gospel?
敢不是咱去册房去买这些所靠家己？我都照家己的气力来去帮成长的这些基督教的册，敢不是
？No, the problem is not them.
问题不是遐个先知哦。
No, the problem is also us.
问题嘛是咱哦，咱嘛是问题的一部分。
And that is what the second half of our passage teaches us today.
所以这就是第二段圣经在要给咱教示的。
Mature Christians take responsibility for their faith.
一个较成熟的基督徒，爱这个责任，为着咱家己的分辨的成长，爱提这个责任起来。
We do not simply point fingers.
咱不是讲在爱讲讲人唔对啊，尔。
Well, in fact, the beginning of chapter 7 says this.
你再注意看去，第七章的一开始是安怎讲
？Do not judge, or you too will be judged.
唔通判断人，免得你嘛受判断。
For in the same way you judge others,
您怎样判断人，也要是怎样予人判断。
You will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
你用什么标准去衡量人，也要怎样予人来去判断。
But for every finger you point at them,
等于每一摆讲出别人唔对的时。
Right, three fingers are pointing back.
Oh, 三
支，
一支镜头讲别人唔对，所以有三支镜头讲指着家己呢。
And in that regards, Jesus warns us that we need to discern our own fruits as well.
同款的道理，咱嘛是要家己来去分辨，来分辨咱家己的态度。
Now, verse 21 is perhaps the scariest verse in the entire Bible to me.
第二十一章可能是上界惊人的一章圣经章，伫规本的圣经内面，对我讲是真惊人的一个圣经章。
Ever since I was a kid and I first heard it, I knew the implications.
当我虽然真细汉时，但我听到这段圣经章，我有法度了解伊中间所讲的含义是甚物。
Now take a look, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
咱来看二十一章，讲唔是每一个对我讲主啊主啊的人，拢我都入得天国。
This is frightening.
咁唔是真惊人
？We cannot simply assume that because we go to church, we are Christians.
咱唔通真简单地认为讲，咱只要去拜堂做礼拜，咱就有法度成为基督徒。
We cannot simply assume that because we pray to Jesus, He hears us.
咱嘛未使真简单地认为讲，只要咱祈祷，上帝就听咱的祈祷。
We cannot simply assume.That because we prayed the sinner's prayer, that we are saved.
咱咪别使真简单的认为讲，只要咱认罪来祈祷，咱就受救赎，咱就得到救恩咯。
Jesus says that many people will call on him.
耶稣讲有真济人会求告伊的名。
But he will simply say, "I never knew you."
但是耶稣讲我从来唔捌你咯。
You never had a real relationship with me.
因为你甲我无关系。
You didn't know me.
因为你无真正认识我
，You knew about me，
你知影我。
Now, you may be a fan, but you are not my friend。
你可能是亚索的粉丝哦，但是你唔是亚索的朋友。
Now, there is a very big difference，
那是真大的差别。
And we see here that personal relationship with Jesus is more important than the stuff that we can bring him。
所以你对这个信仰在当看见亚索跟咱跟亚索的关系。是较要紧，赢过所有迄个外在些事物较要紧。
And the things that we can do for him，
哎嘛，比咱替伊做嘅代志更加要紧。
It reminds me of Mary and Martha, right？
后来想起着迄个玛利亚跟马大，敢唔是
？Now this is the first test of a true disciple。
这是咱做一个真还是假温度第一个试验。
Do you have a personal relationship with the Lord？
你敢有一个甲上帝个人的关系吗
？Or do you point to all the things that you do for him？
还是你甲耶稣讲，我做遮济工课，为着你所做遮样济代志
？I serve, I sing, I go to church every Sunday。
我服侍主，我领诗歌，我搁去教，每一礼拜拢去教会做礼拜。
But do you have a personal relationship with Jesus？
但是你个人甲耶稣敢有个人的关系吗
？Do you listen to him？By reading his word.
你够听伊的话，读伊的讲，读伊的册。
Do you know his heart and feel his compassion?
你够真正体验耶稣基督的心肠，体验伊的意念。
This is a basic test of a true disciple.
这就是从基本的一个试验。
Do you know Jesus?
你敢真正捌主耶稣
？But being a disciple is not just knowledge alone.
讲这一个温度，唔是讲知识方面念念。
Now, every heart will produce action, just as every tree will bear fruit.
那每一个人的心会产生一个行动，就亲像每一张树啊，拢会结果子。
How can we know if our fruits are good?
那怎样知影咱的 规矩是好的呢
if they, or if they are rotten,
还是说它是烂去的呢
how can we know if they are true or false?
那么知道是什么是真的什么是假的呢
Verse 22 says, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?
第二十二节，敢不是讲有人讲主啊主啊，难道我无奉你的名讲道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行真济神迹吗
？Is a good fruit simply doing things in Jesus' name？
一个好的果子，敢只是奉主的名做真济代志吗
？Does slapping a Christian sticker on something make it good？
啊，是讲你放一个迄种安尼基督教迄种 sticker， 安尼就发多吗？
What we learn from church history is that some of the worst acts of all time have been done in Jesus' name.
咱主要知影教会历史，知影奉主的名做的是真侪的歹代志。
Now the Crusades were called for by the popes that they were telling Christians to slaughter Muslims.
十字军东征，咱的教皇叫基督徒去杀回教徒。
All in Jesus' name.
拢是奉主耶稣的名。
The Holocaust was endorsed by the Church of Nazi Germany.
二次世界大战的大浩劫，就是德国的纳粹，嘛是由德国的教会所支持，来杀犹太人，噶不是
？They called Christians to purge the Jews.
因叫基督徒来，把这犹太人拢来杀，来屠杀。
All in Jesus' name.
因做这代志，那嘛是奉主的名在做。
The conquest of the New World and the displacement of the Native Americans.
咱这个美洲新大陆，在印第安人嘛是受这奴隶。
On and on, these things are done in Jesus' name.
这代志，历史中的代志，拢是奉主的名在做哟。
All had pastors and priests praying for God's blessing over these things.
有真济牧师为着在奉主的名在做这歹代志，在祈祷呢。
No, doing something in Jesus' name is no guarantee of a good fruit.
无，绝对唔是奉主的名为着一寡咱所做的代志在祈祷，这无保证咱是真正是主的家里。
To those kind of people, Jesus has a few simple words.
耶稣要对这的人所讲一寡真简单的话，就是。
I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
我从来无认识你，我唔识你，你离开我，你这最歹的人。
So what then are we to do?
所以咱们按怎样做呢
？Well, thankfully, Jesus tells us that too in verse 23.
感谢主，伊嘛甲咱讲，咱就安怎做？第23章。
We must do the will of His Father who is in heaven.
Which verse?
Verse 23.
We
must do the will of his Father who's in heaven.
Oh, 咱就爱照尊探上帝命令做天父爱咱做的事。
Only then will we enter the kingdom of heaven.
只有安尼，咱才能入去天国。
God's will and God's kingdom are tied together and cannot be separated.
上帝旨意甲上帝国度是结连做伙，未使分开的。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
你的国临到，你的旨意在行。
The good fruit of the good tree is to do God's will.
一个好的果子对一个好的树啊生出来，就是要做天父的旨意。
His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
这是天父。让人喜悦完全的旨意。
And how do we discern what God's will is?
所以，咱们怎样去分辨什么是天父的旨意呢
？Well, that's simple. By listening to His word.
就是真简单，通过听咱主的声音。
By being sensitive to His spirit.
啊，对上帝的灵有敏感的心。
And that will only happen if we have a personal relationship with Jesus. 才
只有等咱甲上帝有一个个人的关系时，才有法度来成就。
As we hear His word and we do His will,
当咱听到主的声音，照主的旨意来行的时，
then we will know we are true disciples.
当咱开始行的时，咱就知影讲咱是不是真的一个门徒。
Then we will know we are good trees bearing good fruit.
所以人就看得出来，咱是一个好的果树，结好的果子。
But we must be discerning.
但是咱一定爱有分辨的能力。
Brothers and sisters, are you discerning?
啊，你姐妹，咱你敢有咧做分辨的这个功夫吗？
Can you tell the difference between a good tree and good fruit?
你即马跟我都分辨，什么是好树，什么是歹树吗
？And in a rotten tree full of evil fruits.
啊，是讲一个烂起的树，充满真侪恶的果子。
Are you an immature Christian who believes anything and everything?
啊，是你是一个粗粗真像粗浅的基督徒，相信各项人家讲的每项代志。
Or simply because a teacher has said so.
因为咱的教会牧师还是教主，甲咱讲安尼讲，所以咱就相信吗
？Or are you an immature disciple who does anything and everything？
还是讲你是一个无成熟的门徒，只有甲咧做代志，做真侪代志。
As long as it is done in Jesus' name。
你想讲我只要做一寡的代志，从主耶稣的名做的代志就好啊
？This is a hard teaching。
这是一个真困难的一个教导。
And it requires a good hard look。
那么需要咱用心来去真正来去看这个教导。
Your very relationship with the Lord depends on it.
咱跟上帝的关系就要靠这个教导。
Your eternal destiny is at stake.
你永恒的命运嘛是靠这个教导。
Now let us seek to grow into mature Christians by being discerning.
咱来寻求，亲像一个成熟的基督徒来成长，来知影咩啊分辨。
Of our teaching and our discipleship.
Discerning. Okay, 来分辨，互咱成为一个真的门徒。
Of our teaching and our discipleship.
Okay, 咱，
我们的教， you know, our teaching.
咱所教的，咱来知影安怎分辨。
Of our words and our deeds.
咱所讲的，咱所做的。
Do they line up to the gospel?
咱所讲的跟咱做的，跟咱的福音有相共无
？Do they line up to the will of God?
跟上帝的旨意有相共无
？We must continually seek to be good trees who bear good fruit.
咱一定要继续追求，结出一丛好的树，结好的果子。
To the glory of God.
为着上帝的荣耀。
Let's pray.
咱作为来祈祷。
Father, we ask you for your Spirit to teach us.
天父上帝，我向你祈求你的灵来教示我。
To be discerning in these times of evil.
好，咱在这个邪恶的时代有法度来分辨。
And not just be discerning of others, but discerning of ourselves.
不是靠自己怎样分辨别人，嘛我都来分辨我自己内心。
Of our fruits，
分辨我所结的果子。
Of our relationship with you，
分辨我会跟你的关系是怎样。
Lord， this is a hard teaching。
主啊，这是一个真困难的一个教导。
But we know this is the most important。
但是我知这是真重要的一个我爱做爱领受的教导。
It's only when we do your will and we hear your word。
当我愿意来遵行，听到你的话，听到知你的心意。
But we truly know you.
我才真正来明白我的主。
So we are not just fans, but we will be your friend.
所以我们是感觉真意爱跟你做伙，我们好多真正真多你的朋友。
We thank you, Lord, and we pray this in Jesus' name.
感谢主，我奉主耶稣的名来求。
Amen.
Amen.